Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, all eyes remain on the pharmaceutical sector, as we've just been talking about in the coming hours. More than 90 pharmaceutical companies are located right throughout this country. They employ around 50,000 people. 30,000 of those are employed by US companies, with estimates that a further 50,000 jobs are supported by the pharma sector. Our reporter Brian O'Connell was in Ringaskiddy in County Cork for us early this morning, where US companies including Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson are located. And he spoke to some of those working locally about their concerns.
Thousands of people in Cork working in life science. Maybe a little apprehensive, yeah. It'd be interesting to see. Would be hard, yeah. It'd be like the 1980s all over again to a certain extent.
And do you get a sense? Do you get a sense of nervousness amongst your colleagues? Like, what's the mood? What's the atmosphere?
Little anxiety, yeah, I'm sure. But the one thing that would give you hope is that he backed down on the Canadian and Mexican tariffs soon after he announced them. So he's unpredictable. That's what's predictable about him, his unpredictability.
And this area here, we can see, you know, tens of thousands of people in Cork alone, but in this area, thousands. The shops are reliant on it, the caterers that come in every day, the cleaning staff. There's a whole ecosystem built up around these huge pharmaceutical companies. Have we become too reliant on industries like this?
I suppose they are relying on it, but you'd hope somewhere that somebody has a backup plan.
I'm with the agency, like, but it affects the whole thing from the top down, I suppose.
What's the worry?
What's the future ahead for people and their families in general? Like, you know?
Do you keep an eye on what's happening in America?
I do, but I guess he's going to continue doing what he's doing until, like, you know, it gets sorted, because of it will affect America greatly.
There's obviously going to be movements today in America which may impact this area here and a lot of Europe. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, I suppose, you could argue that for his first 4 years he kind of half-winged it, but this time he knows exactly what he's doing. And I can understand to a certain degree that he wants to balance things up. But for us here in Ireland, we're extremely vulnerable. What I'd be afraid of is that 3 or 4 years down the line, when these things really hit the shops, the person stopping for their coffee. But what I would be afraid of most is he's now looking for a way to seek a third term of office, which I think could be extremely worrying for an awful lot of people.
It's hard to quantify the impact these jobs have in an area like this. We're here in Ringaskiddy, we're surrounded by pharmaceutical companies, and then it's all the secondary industries.
If the tariffs come in as he promises, obviously jobs will be lost. And the immediate impact on a household is going to be immediate, because one salary, if not both, are gone. But not only that, the stopping for the cup of coffee, the going out to lunch, the other things that those of us that are working and fortunate to do so, take so much for granted. It's part of who and what we are. The ramifications could have a very serious effect, some of which we have not even imagined yet. Things, as you say, that we have been accustomed to, they're now gone. So it could have a serious effect on our little country. But look, we just have to put up with it for now, I guess.
Some workers in the Ringaskiddy area of Cork voicing their concerns this morning, talking to Brian O'Connell. Could today's announcement also have an impact, though, on our own domestic medicines market? Well, for more on that, I'm joined by Professor Michael Barry, Clinical Director of the National Centre for Pharmacoeconomics, the person who makes the decisions about the cost effectiveness of drugs in the state. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, when we think about tariffs on pharma products, I think we're inclined to think firstly about the impact on the products going from here into the American market. But how could all of this impact the medicines that we need and that we use here in Ireland?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of uncertainty, of course, around the tariffs and the rate and the duration and so on and so forth. But I think for me, if there's a reduction in tax take, and that is very likely, then it will have implications on spending in areas such as health and medicines in particular. And it has the potential to change what we do. I suppose one of the first questions is, will we be in a position to continue investing in medicines at the current rate? And we must remember, of course, the high cost areas like cancer, for example. We're investing, even for cancer drugs last year, we're investing $316 million over the next 5 years. For drugs for rare diseases, $176 million invested over the next 5 years. So you're talking about, just for those two areas alone, for last year, we'll be investing €500 million over the coming 5 years. So will we be able to continue to do that? Well, that's questionable. And what about other challenges coming our way? For example, the weight loss drugs, which you've covered on many occasions. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, this will, there will be downward pressure on us. And I think concepts such as paying for cancer drugs immediately following the EMA approval or early access pathways for drugs for rare diseases, I don't see that happening. In relation
but Michael,
to the weight
just,
loss drugs,
just on,
the
on
question
that,
is, will we reimburse them?
Right, well, and we'll come to that in a moment. But if there is downward pressure on our budgets here, the same will be the case for other countries, particularly in the EU, who expect to be hit badly too. So
sure.
If all budgets are being hit, the price will come down, surely?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. It may do, but I wouldn't bet on that, to be honest with you.
Right.
Yeah, it's not what we always see. So I think, to be honest with you, I think the real focus now, and certainly for us in the domestic market, will be affordability. And that's where, say, drugs like the weight loss drugs will come into play. You know, I've mentioned before that we could be talking about investments of 100 million a year. You know, will that happen in the current climate of tariffs? So I think not only just value for money, but I think affordability will become a really important point.
So what you're
and
looking
with that
at
in mind,
you're looking. Sorry to interrupt you, Michael, but you're looking ahead at the drugs that you will be asked to look at and possibly to approve over the next, say,
yes,
couple of years. Top of that list will be the
later this year or early next year.
Weight loss medications probably close to being top of that list, and a big question mark around that now.
Well, I think there has to be. If there's a reduction in the resources available to us, then the hard questions will be asked. They've probably been asked anyway in view of the magnitude of the demand, as I say, about 100 million a year. So, you know, will we be able to cover that? It's also interesting that they're not covered in all countries, for example, notably Germany. So there will be hard questions around this. It's worth mentioning as well that we have been a little bit ahead of the game here. The Department of Health and the HSE, in fairness to them, have developed a medicine sustainability task force over 12 months ago. And the workings of this will be needed more than ever now in this new era of tariffs. Mm-hmm. So I think it is going to impact.
We don't know how bad this is going to get. You know, the retaliatory tariffs that may come in will affect prices as well, of course, outside of the affordability issue, and you explained when taxes come down, there's less money to spend on things like this. Have you considered a scenario where we mightn't be able to continue to afford some of the medicines that have already been approved and are currently in use?
I think that, well, a sustainable pharmaceutical market is always based on reducing the cost of medications once they lose exclusivity or they're off patent. I think there'll be a real focus on that to try and ensure that we are able to afford the medicines that we're already reimbursing. And it's interesting, actually, in this year, the framework agreement on the supply and pricing of medicines in this country continues until the 30th of September 2025. And so usually there'll be a renewal of this agreement subject to discussions, but I think there'll be a real focus now on these drugs that are coming off patent, you know, high-cost drugs, for example, ustekinumab or Stelara, which is used for psoriasis, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, etc. This came off patent and lost exclusivity around September 2024. And the current agreement suggests a reduction in price to 55% of the originator price. The question is, and if the climate is as severe after tariffs, will we be looking for greater reductions in the price of these medications in due course? So lots of challenges, I'm afraid.
But in the immediate term, it's these drugs that you would be perhaps expected by some, let's think about the weight loss drugs, to approve.
Yes.
They're the ones that are going to be under threat in the immediate term.
I agree. I think, yes, I've said before that I don't see these drugs being made available for all people who could potentially benefit from them. And I think what we'll see is, and what we're increasingly seeing, is that subgroups or a proportion of patients who could benefit would be eligible for coverage. However, I mean, I think it depends on the severity of this, Claire. If you have a really severe impact, then you're not only just looking at should we cover them for subgroups, you're actually saying should we cover them at all?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a view on that you can share?
Well, I think it's always dependent on the resources available to you. As you mentioned, we have a lot of people on a lot of expensive medications, and we want to continue with that. And it's back to the affordability and sustainability. If you can't afford it, then there would be a real challenge. But I think this will be our biggest challenge in relation to new medicines coming on, is coverage of weight loss drugs. I think these are going to be the big decisions for later this year or early 2026.
Professor Michael Barry, thanks for taking the time to be with us this morning. Now, and just a note on this, we know the announcement is being made by President Trump at 9 o'clock tonight. Well, there'll be full analysis here on RT Radio 1 on the late debate with Colm O'Mungon and guests live from 10 o'clock on RT Radio 1. Coming up, from country to opera, Ed Finn takes us on holiday to the places around the world where music lovers can really escape from it all. And next, how the tariffs will impact on your weekly shop.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.